Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning and welcome to all of you that are just tuning in to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production here with the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning. Good morning to you out there as well. It's another wonderful day. And hey, thank goodness it's Friday, right?
It is Friday. We've got things wrapped up, getting ready for the weekend. And we got some new comms, some communications radios that we're going to be playing with a little bit. They do Morse code decoders, encoders with a local developer.
Yep.
That's kind of exciting. They're based in the American Redoubt.
Yep.
A really cool device that we might be able to actually be working. We're working on a deal right now with Amron.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Encodes and decodes Morse code.
That's right. And we're going to be selling them through our Amron gear store.
So
it's pretty exciting.
We'll see. One step at a time. It's looking like that's what's going to happen for sure.
I was so excited to see that because I'm a huge fan of Morse code and have been studying it and stuff. So the fact that this guy has invented a decoder that transmits to back and forth. And,
for real.
Yeah.
I mean, not like the, because there's the software for digital mode software, FL Digi.
Yeah.
Is free and it's awesome. And you can, you know, encode and decode digital text. It's like a fax machine kind of, or different, there's multiple different modes that you send over the radio. So you can send text and emails and stuff. But one of the modes you can select is Morse code, but it never works right. It doesn't decode like when other people are sending using a Morse code keyer by hand and they're sending it. It doesn't it just is gibberish.
It's because everybody's cadence tends to be different.
Yeah, the tempo and the cadence for humans is different.
Yep.
And also any type of noise interference, also ambient, you know, from the atmospheric conditions, also interferes. So you get pieces of words, but just junk and garbled and then a piece of another word. And these actually do
so
this
guy,
for real.
This guy fixed that problem.
Yeah.
And so it's so exciting.
Yeah, I met with him just yesterday
totally
and spent
about
an hour and a half going over that. But that's not
what
I intended to talk about. I'm excited.
Off on the Morse rabbit trail.
I'm also excited about the release of the book. We've got the 200 book special going on. We're going to start talking about that on Monday.
Yep.
And once those first 200 are gone, they are gone. There'll be a collector edition, signed by the author, John Jacob Schmidt, and the one-time pad decoder.
Yeah. And the new Amron logo sticker. And,
all that kind of stuff.
It's going to be very cool.
There's only going to be 200 of them.
Yep.
So bam.
Yep.
That's it.
Those will be out in approximately 2 weeks. So we're looking forward to that. That's a huge deal.
We'll tell you on Monday exactly where to go. Because none of that is on the, it's all like sitting there in draft. None of it's like, haven't dropped the hammer on the publish button. So there's nothing to go and look up the details. You can just keep checking back at Amron.com and RadioFreeRedoubt.com for the books, the Partisan Operator Journals, Volume 1.
Yep. So exciting.
I'm really excited.
I'm proud of you. Good job.
Thank you. All right. So on this beautiful Friday, we've got the word of the day.
Yes.
And I'm pulling up my notes so I can keep track of our words of the day. Here we are. Oh, it was Matthew 7. I don't think that was right. I had Matthew 7, 21 through 35 yesterday, but I fat fingered it. I don't think that's right.
I don't think so either. In fact, I can't remember exactly what it was yesterday. Mm. We'll have to go back and listen.
I will find it. But that's okay. We're on to other things. Not bigger and better, just other scriptures. So what do you have for us this morning? Maybe it will be bigger and better. I don't know.
Maybe. So for today, we have the word of the day for Friday. comes to us from Jude chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, which read, "But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities around them in similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also, these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries."
Wow.
So very, very interesting, isn't it?
There's a lot there.
I'm not even sure.
I'm always trying to think in the back of my mind, what's the life application of this verse? I mean, how do we practically apply it to our lives? And
I think it says in the beginning, "I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe." And right. So then he gives the example of how they, you know, fell into sexual immorality, and look at what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. Just because he saved them initially doesn't mean that, you know, they can do whatever they want after
right?
And so, you know, maybe with what we're seeing today with the people that are afraid of God because of their sin, they have that feeling in their heart like they have to run from God, and so so they're anti-God, right?
Yeah, and they don't want God to exist.
Right. It would be way better for them if he didn't exist so that they could carry on the way that they want to.
Yeah. Very convenient if God didn't exist for these people.
Right. Right.
Wow.
And so not that we are not sinners or above them by any means. It's just that we have to be repentant of and admit the sin that we have to God and ask him for forgiveness.
So. I think that's one of the rubs with the with unbelievers, non-Christians, is that the hatred toward Christ is because their perception is, a lot of it's their own conviction judging them, but they feel judged even when they're not. And yes, there are judgmental Christians and they're, you know, self-righteous Christians, and I get that. But a lot of it's also self-induced because we're not claiming to be free of sin.
Right.
It's not the difference between people who don't sin and people who do. It's the difference between those who have repented
and who won't,
who have asked for forgiveness or are continuously battling the flesh, even though you know we still sin. You're at least not promoting it. You're not holding parades,
right?
Advancing how proud you are of the sin that you do,
right?
You know, and promoting and demand that other people accept your sin, or even endorse it or even fund it.
And not only that, but they're identifying themselves as their sin. You know, they're saying they are, like, you know, this sexual sin that they engage in, they are that. And that's a very unfortunate thing because they need to separate themselves from their sin. And they are people who sin just like you and me. We sin, unfortunately. But we are not our sin. You know? Like
that's not your identity. That's not how you identify yourself.
Yeah. You must separate yourself from your sin because you're basically convicting yourself is what you're doing those would be like the devil's words, you know, and how excited he must be to have people identifying as their sin.
Right.
Right. Right. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I know in Coeur d'Alene, one of the city council members, when they were up, they had this ordinance that they were voting on whether or not to approve or not. It was what they call equality bill, but really what it was a legal protection of homosexuals. So you could not refuse to rent to somebody or serve somebody in your restaurant or whatever. Say if a homosexual couple came in, you could not refuse service to them. Well, they're going to make this ordinance. And so one of the city council members said, "Well, my brother he lives back east somewhere. He's gay. And so I just couldn't possibly, vote against, something like this for somebody that's, you know, because my brother is homosexual. So I have to support this ordinance." But Wow. You know, that's just like saying, you know, well, my brother is a thief. And so, you know, I just couldn't pass this ordinance against, you know, larceny, against theft, against robbery in the city limits. We can't, I couldn't, right. In good conscience,
right.
You know, matter of fact, we need to pass an ordinance that protects people from, that want to steal because, well, my brother's a thief. And I just couldn't in good
well,
conscience.
I'm sorry, but, there's something about allowing somebody to continue on in their sin without trying to help them or get out of it.
How unloving is that?
That is exactly unloving. I mean, you're essentially shoving them off the cliff is what you're
loving
doing.
Them to death.
Right, right. You're not saving them. You're making it worse for them in the eternal picture, you know?
Right.
And that is a horrible thing to do to somebody you love.
So when you claim that you love.
Right. You claim that you love them, but you're going to let them roast.
Not only
right?
that, the effect that it has on culture, on society. You know, we don't have parades for waving the banner saying, we are proud adulterers, you know, and
yeah,
we demand rights.
Oh,
yeah. This is the liars parade. We love it.
Wait. We may actually have people that are proud to be liars. I take that back.
Oh, we do. Yeah. The only thing they don't have is parades.
Right. They have the mass media.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So anyway, thank you for that scripture. And that kind of led off into a little rabbit trail we weren't planning on, but that's okay.
Rabbit trails are a blast.
They are. So we've got more current events.
Real quick, speaking of sexual immorality, we had a listener write in and say that he was upset with our flirtatious giggling, bantering back and forth, and that, and so we just laughed. We thought, well, he probably doesn't know we're married, and so
yeah.
maybe that did come across as offensive. I can't imagine why he figured that because I'm laughing that I'm flirting. But
you know what? Some people are just wound up too tight. They just need to lighten up. That's the kind of person that, if they sat and reflected, would probably try to figure out why they don't have any friends.
Well, I just had to laugh. I just thought, well, you know, he probably has no idea that we're not being immoral and we're not just two people here with other wives and husbands at home that are just offended by us flirting with each other.
I don't know where we were flirting,
I
commented that I really enjoy your voice on the radio. I like listening to our show because we re-listen to them. And to make sure, you know, how bad we stuck our foot in our mouth or sometimes you misspeak and you want to make sure you correct it. And, you know, so we listen to our own show later on in the day. And I'm thinking, man, I don't know. Like I said, some people are just.
Maybe he just doesn't know. And so now he'll know that it's okay.
Right.
That's allowed.
Okay. You know what? We do this show for us. And this is not, this is not a customizable show, you know, for you to be the perfect show that you like, you know, but,
We give it our best.
We're just going to keep being who we are.
We're here to share the word of God and bring you the truth in the news. And
absolutely. And we enjoy doing it.
That's right.
Yeah. So there.
Oh, no. I'm giggling. Oh, no. Darn it.
Go and tell that, homeboy. All right. We'll be right back. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. And this segment is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, getting you the home court advantage on the defensibility of your home, your business, in your vehicle, training around the environment that you are operating in on a day-to-day basis. That's a strategic self-defense. That's strategic self-defense.com. We'll be right back.
Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minutemen Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you've ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com. MinutemenCoffee.com.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in. Don't back down. And never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face.
Welcome back. Segment two of the Morning Commute, Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from the Free Zones. We are patriots. We are broadcasting from patriot-held territory. We are broadcasting to the patriots across the land of the free and outside the wire into the occupied zones. Hang in there. Lady Liberty, good morning to you. Segment two.
Yes, good morning to you as well, and good morning to our listeners. And boy, we've got some really interesting stuff that we've got to cover regarding China. Again, we have to keep this in the forefront because, boy, they, like I said in the last episode, they've got the drop on us, and we didn't even see it coming. You know,
well, as a people, we didn't see it coming. Some right. people did see it coming. The watchmen on the wall who've been sounding the trumpet, Do you know that air raid siren you hear at the beginning of this show?
Yeah.
It is sit up straight, folks. It is a warning to pay attention because there are storm clouds on the horizon. I've been using that for 9 years.
That's right.
People are like, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of scary. Well, I'm trying to desensitize you to.
It's very similar to the sounding of the shofar. It basically
absolutely
it says the same thing. It's like alert everyone. Pay attention.
It's a modern day shofar. It's a call to battle. It's the impending danger that we are facing, and now we're seeing that manifested right now in this. Now, before you get into that the China stuff, I tomorrow for the Saturday show, I'm going to start getting into, because it's not really morning commute content, but there are rumors about Chinese being in Canada right now, that they're authorized to be there under this deal that Canada signed with them. It's a trade deal. Now there's rumors. They're unfounded. Don't be alarmed. Okay. There's nothing to substantiate these rumors at this time. There's Chinese troops in Canada, China does have ambitions. They've openly stated it. Well, not openly. It was a part of their speech that was smuggled out. That I don't think they intended that to happen. They must colonize the United States, Canada, and Australia to begin with. Plus,
in that order.
Yeah, and Africa and South America, because of the natural resources, they have ambitions of expanding out. The question comes up in the United States, in the elections, China gets involved, Russia gets involved, foreign troops show up because the Biden administration appeals to the international community. Things go to that level. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but the people are asking, what if it went to that? Where do we stand? You just start shooting? You just start? Well, there's some things called the laws of land warfare, which are, you know, international laws on war, covering war. And then there are the principles of war and just war theory. When are you justified? What should you do? What can you do? And then what should you do? We're going to start looking at that and the intelligence process for gathering intelligence, which we need to begin doing right now. if you haven't been, if you are in the Patriot world, if you're in the Patriot community. So I'm going to be talking about that as well. Some of Sam Colper's work that he's started pulling back up over at Guerrilla America. So, yeah, little commercial for Saturday's show.
Excellent. Okay. And so what this was, what I was going to talk about was an article from the Epic Times that is called "Time to Take a Tougher Approach Towards the Chinese Communist Party," experts say. And we have a guy in this article. His name is Dr. Anders Kaur, who is the publisher of the Journal of Political Risk, and he's the founder of Kaur Analytics, which provides strategic analysis of international politics. And so his suggestions for getting taking a tougher stance towards the CCP is he has a whole list. There's actually 10 things that he suggests. The first one is economic decoupling from China. The second is, he says that China's assets in the United States should be seized in order to pay for the damage caused by the CCP virus, or the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it.
Communist Chinese Party virus.
That's right. They call it the CCP virus. I'll back that.
Yep.
He also said U.S. debt to China should be canceled on the same principle. If China seizes U.S. assets in return, this is a necessary cost we may have to pay in the short term for decoupling, Kaur said. In the long term, we may be able to recoup these costs through litigation. The third thing he suggests is other strategies could be an immediate recognition of Taiwan as a fully sovereign country and to put U.S. military bases there to protect it from the invasion that Xi has threatened. Four, diplomatically, the United States should seek to remove China from the United Nations system of barring its diplomats from entering its headquarters in New York City. Mm-hmm. He also suggests, number five, that the United States could close the Chinese consulate in New York, which I'm 100% behind. Well, I'm 100% behind all of his suggestions so far, but especially that one, because the Chinese consulate is the one that is contacting all of our elected officials and telling them what they can and can't do.
Essentially, yeah, coercing or
threatening them. Threatening them.
Right.
And so the sixth suggestion he has is to have foreign policy announcements on China from the White House instead of the State Department. And seven, to employ sanctions against the higher level CCP officials, which is also what that Dr. Diana Zhang suggested.
Yes.
That is the biggest threat that they know of. They are definitely worried about having individual sanctions placed against them.
And as so, individual people.
As individual people.
Communist members, yep, of Chinese Communist Party who have made millions of dollars. They have it stashed in banks all over the place.
That's right.
They have their own private planes with gold,
yep,
on it. They are ready to get out of China at the drop of a hat and reestablish new lives in different parts of the world. This has been uncovered.
That's right.
And they are definitely afraid of that being sanctioned, like seized.
Yeah,
their bank accounts.
That's
and stuff.
Their number one fear, and
right,
we need to hit them there hard. Okay, so then the eighth thing would be to exit phase one trade deal as part of a decoupling process, and nine, an America First pledge should be rolled out by the administration to encourage major U.S. companies to make commitments to do, to domestic manufacturing. And then the 10th one he suggests is an executive order should also be signed requesting the Treasury devise a detailed plan to hold the Chinese regime accountable. And so I thought that was exceptional. Plus the fact that they're already blocking CCP members, you know, denying them entry into the USA and blocking and banning their visas.
Right.
So hooray for that. They've got the drop on us, but we're catching up and we're doing something about
unfortunately, it. Unfortunately, we've been betraying our own country. The administrations from the Clinton administration forward have been strengthening them militarily and economically, weakening the United States' position, you know, since that time. And we are behind the curve because they've been at this for decades.
That's
now.
Right. Yep.
And what you realize, though, these are great ideas, But are we ready for at least half of these, China would consider an act of war?
Well, and thank goodness we're going to get Trump into office again, right?
We have to.
There's no choice.
Because
Biden is China.
Exactly. He will gut all of our agencies.
Yep.
He will clean house of any patriots or anybody who is trying to do anything to strengthen the United States in our position economically and otherwise, militarily, you name it, socially, culturally.
Right.
This will no longer, if it continues to be called the United States, it will not be the America that we have known and grew up with.
That's right.
It will change so fast. It will be the accelerator will be hit from where the previous president, the 44th president, who shall not be named, where he left off, is where Harris and Pelosi are going to pick up.
Exactly. And see, this
Biden
this,
will just be along for the ride.
This election is so bizarre. We have never seen anything like it where this is essentially like a, not an election, but an attempt at colonization, you know, where you can vote in a colony.
It's a revolution.
You know what I mean?
It's
like you've got a foreign nation using American puppets so they can walk in here.
Yes.
That's just unbelievable.
We gave them the billions of dollars to put this machine in place.
Yep. That's right.
You know.
And so thank goodness the president's on it. He is so on top of it, and they're working on it, and they're blocking the CCP, and it's thank goodness. Thank
and
goodness.
The governors. We need to get true conservative the governors in those places. We need to oust the communists that are in those governor seats.
That's right.
The attorney generals that are dropping charges against rioters and communist revolutionaries in the streets. They will not pursue charges with them, but they are prosecuting and persecuting, you know, the patriots.
That's right. That's right. Because they're either supporting Americans or they're supporting communists.
Yep. At the governor, at the state level, at all levels, at every level, the fight's on.
That's
this
right.
is the fight for the soul of our country. Literally, I can't stress it enough. We've got to take action. We've got to vote. That's our first action. Focus on that right now.
Yep.
All right. Now, there'll be other things to address, but right now, just focus on voting. All right. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. You guys have a blessed, safe weekend, and we'll catch you Monday morning or tomorrow, actually, 9 a.m. here on KTW.
Have a happy, fired up Friday, and blessings to all of you.